Blog Talk Radio.
Lick it off to I'm exhausted. Start up
love it when you throw it back. Got a handful of weave and a handful of ass. You got a handful of braids and a handful of that.
How you wanting it? Give it to you,
no lie.
Little baby, stop playing. No deny, just for one night. All I wanna do is make you scream.
I'ma drink you down first, I'ma lick you up. Start off slow and I'ma speed it up. Whips, chains, and handcuffs. Tell me if you like that stuff. Whipped cream and chocolate, that's a must. I told you I was freaky enough. Got your whole body shaking from the tip of my tongue. And we ain't even start to fuck. Hope that you can keep up. Cause once I start, I'ma beat it up. Beat it up, beat it up. Ain't no tapping out of giving up. While you screaming out, Anthony, I'm fulfilling your fantasies. I'm everything your man can be. You know he don't compare to me.
Girl, how you wantin' it?
Yo, you there?
I'm having some promotion issues here.
Calling. You say what now? Yo, yo, you there with me?
I'm here with you. I was having some connection issues with my phone, but we together now.
Okay. So did you hear my question?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay, so I was asking you, how do you feel about that situation? What's your opinion on that? About Boosie getting his nephew and his son's blowjobs at the age of 12?
You know, honestly, I would have never done that for my son. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like to each his own. The woman is where the problem lies. Because
right.
You got to think about it. People are going to raise their children however they want to. But the young woman, whoever did it to them, is where I have the problem at. She needs to be addressed. Because why would you even attempt to be like, okay, this is something I would do regardless of who's propositioning you to do that? You feel me? Just because it's Boosie, you like, oh, okay, I'm going to do it?
Right, right.
That's the only, you know what I'm saying?
So you feel like the woman is at fault for this, not so much Boosie?
Yeah, well, I said they're both at fault, but we all putting the blame on Boosie, but we got to ask the question about the other party, too. You know what I'm saying?
So should she be brought up on pedophilia charges?
Of course. Because you know what? I would hope that he didn't go out and get a young girl to suck the penis. You feel me?
Right.
So it had to be a grown woman that did it. Now, by all means, I'm not giving Boosie any type of pass because he's just as bogus. But at the end of the day, who are we talking about here? We're talking about Boosie. When does he not do anything crazy?
Right, right. Okay. I dig that. Well, my opinion on the whole situation is I feel like Boosie bogus. You don't do that with no kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
True enough, it sound cool, it look cool, you know, but it's all about respect. You could teach your kid a way you want them to go without involving them in that type of a situation, you know. Me being a parent, I got two boys myself. I wouldn't do that with my boys at all. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk to them, coach them through what I feel is right, you know, where I feel they should go. But as far as going to find an adult woman to come suck on their penis and do all that, nah, that's doing a little too much. Probably for their 18th birthday, now we can get it busted. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 16, 17, but 12, that's still a kid, you know? We should still be riding bikes with friends and running through the neighborhood, having fun playing video games and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Man, I don't know. To each their own.
I feel like Boosie.
Go ahead.
I feel like Boosie needs, if Boosie gets any type of, if anything, since we're going to talk about his problem in it and we throwing it out there like, oh, it's such a big thing, then that's because you need to bring law enforcement to it and charge him with something. Child endangerment, child neglect, you know what I'm saying? So that way things like this, so celebrities like him won't think it's okay for you to go on Instagram Live and air some stuff like this out about your children, because I'm pretty sure the kids are going to feel backlash from this too. It ain't just
right.
About him. That's why I said, I'm like, I say that because celebrities do so much stuff in the media and on TV, and then they get this backlash. Well, honestly, people, what do you expect from people like this that have all this attention? They do stuff to get attention, and I felt like this is just another move to get attention. You knew what you did was wrong for your kids, regardless of what you say. I don't care how you slice it. There should never be a reason or rhyme that a grown woman should suck a child's penis. Like, come on, man. So I felt like he did it for attention. He got the wrong attention, so he needs to be reprimanded in that way. But then the other side is like, okay, you're such a clown that I'm not even going to address it. You know what I'm saying? Because I have kids, too. And that is nothing that I would ever even consider doing.
Right.
Because guess what? They're going to do it on their own.
Okay, I dig that. Yo, we live right now, man. Press one to go live and talk to the host and weigh in on this discussion we're having right now. My bad, I'm over here sharing these flyers and these posts. Okay, that's what's up. I dig that.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Boosie is who he is. And, I'm sure that he's going to come out and say something else that we're going to want to talk about.
Do you feel like this is going to tarnish his reputation at all? Or like this may get him frowned upon by his fans?
Yeah. You know, I think it'll probably be both. I think he'll probably lose some and keep the ones he has. And then he may gain some, because there are men out there that think like him.
Right.
So we have to be real about it. You feel me? Like, there are legit men out there that think like him. So therefore he lost some, he stayed with some, and he gained some is what I think. Me personally, I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of Boosie, because I've listened to some of his music. And honestly, what he does in his personal life is not going to move or make me. So if he make another song that I like, I'll probably listen to it.
Right. Okay, do you feel like this will gain him more female fans, or make him lose more fans as females?
Oh, no, he definitely not.
Talking about.
No, ain't no. There's no real woman in America that's gonna follow this man. Do you hear me? Because I'm a real woman and I'm not following him. So therefore, I'm gonna tell you, for my real women out there listening, there's no real woman's gonna follow him. If anything, she's gonna be disgusted and delete him from everything she has. Unless she's also another woman that, like me, like I said, I'm not gonna. He's not in my music playlist. I just happen to catch a song or two. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like
right.
The women supporters that he did have, if they are women that just like his music and are not a fan and obsessed with him as a person, then they will probably retract a little bit. But his fan base, oh, that's never gonna go anywhere. The women are just going to love him more. Like, yeah, go, daddy. I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Think you better recognize. Okay, what's your favorite Boosie song?
Think you better recognize. My favorite Boosie song. You know, I don't know the name of the song, but I can tell you that I think it's, what is it, Hip Hop Heaven or something like that, when he talk about the people. I don't know the name of the song. Don't even get me to looking crazy on the radio, because
okay,
I don't
okay.
even know the name of the song. All I know is that he talks about the rappers that been passed on and went to heaven. I forget, something with Hip Hop Heaven or something like that. Somebody out there know
okay.
what I'm talking about. I'm,
yeah,
you know,
I know
what
exactly
you're
what
talking
about.
Either?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know the name of it. What's the name of it? You know the name of it?
I think it's called Hip Hop Heaven.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm thinking it's called.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like not knowing. I'm going to find out, because I need to really know if that's the name of the song.
You got your phone in your hand, Google it.
It's Black Heaven. That's what it is.
Huh?
It's called Black Heaven.
Black Heaven. Okay.
Black Heaven. Yeah. I really like that song. That's a good song.
All right.
Like I said, Boosie, I'm not going to take away. Let's just be clear. We're not going to take away from the artist that he has, that the artist that he is. You know what I'm saying? Because people make mistakes. And this was just a dumb mistake he made as a person and as a human being. But I'll never take
right.
away from the man's talent. You know what I'm saying? So, That's what my two cents about, Mr. Boosie.
All right. I'm going to try to get some more callers in here. I'm going to play another song or two. We'll play two songs. Then I'm going to come right back at you.
Next song
I'm going to play is going to be called Bravo Body Rock. Back in a minute.
Hey, yo. Geez, I think we got another one, huh?
Come on.
Man, let's get this shit. Let's go ahead and get
body rock that nigga. Come on.
Can't catch your breath, you stop moving now. Body rockin', nigga.